Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
Hey, this is Jason Law, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. I'm an author, I wrote 4 books, and I'm also a speaker. If you've been listening to the show, you would know that I speak to different groups, different companies, and different settings. And one of the things that I love talking about is loving work. Here's a question. Do what you love or love what you do? Think about it. Ask people what they do for a living and ask them, is it connected to your course? Is it connected with your passion? Did you ever think that you would be in this type of business? Many people, they are doing something that they weren't passionate about before. They're doing something that sometimes they don't even like it. Sometimes they hate it. You want an example? Me. I don't like speaking. I don't like doing this initially because I didn't look for something that I love and then did that. Circumstances wouldn't allow all of us to take that route. So what happened to me was really I didn't have that privilege. So instead of doing what I love, I loved what I do. And from there, since I changed my perspective, this is what I have right now, and I need to start loving what I'm doing so I won't be stressed. I would appreciate it. I would learn to count my blessings. Then from there, slowly, love follows. Love follows. Diba? Kapag meron kang ginagawa, you chose this, you chose something that you love doing, kahit na love mo pang gawin yan, no matter what it is, whether in sports, whether in music, you're an artist, you're in corporate, speaking, podcast, all of these things, even if you chose something that you love wholeheartedly, there will be moments when you don't feel like loving what you do. You don't feel like waking up in the morning to work, even if you love your work. There will be times when you don't feel like doing an episode of your podcast. It's like now. I'm so busy this week. It's so difficult. I'm just squeezing this. But I love doing it because I know it's for people. But right now, I don't feel any love because I'm tired and it's stressful. And that happens to me in speaking as well. I love speaking, but there are moments when I don't like to speak. But those are the times when you need to love what you do. Do what you love or love what you do. Because even if you do what you love, there will be moments when you don't feel like loving it. So now you have to be committed. You need to be consistent. And in moments where you don't feel like doing what you're doing, those are the very moments that you need to love what you do. So it is a chicken and egg question. What comes first, right? Kasi in some instances, choosing something that you love, for a minority of people, ganun yung nangyayari sa kanila, no? Nakahanap kagad nila yung something that they love doing, and then from there, it's easier for them to adjust. Kaya lang, if you haven't cultivated that attitude of working, that attitude of persevering, grit, then kahit na love mo yung ginagawa mo, you can give up because life can be hard. Yung work mo can be hard. Performing can be hard. Right? Yung mga athletes, mga basketball players. At the end of the day, all of you are tall. Right? All of you are fast. All of you are skillful. Pero ang bottom line dyan, yung puso na yung tinitignan eh. How about yung mga moments na kailangan mo mag-work? Are you going to party? Are you going to stop working because you have achieved a level of success? Or kahit na successful ka na, you keep on doing what you're doing? Right? So champions kayo ngayon, it's hard to become a champion. Very, very hard. But it's much, much harder to stay as champion. So ano ba? Ano ba dapat? Pero yung mga iba naman, yung mga courses, for example, lalayo. Meron ako mga na-hire, mga IT. IT ha, tapos ngayon nasa videography sila. Walang connection dun sa work. Or yung iba naman na ang kanilang background is engineer. Ngayon nasa stock market, trader. I have a friend who's like that. Or yung iba naman na yung mga hindi nag-aaral dati ngayon, nasa negosyo. Yung mga nag-aaral naman mabuti, nandun naman sa work, corporate naman sila. Pero now they're trapped in their work because they have to stay in their work. Dahil they have to provide for their families. So, dun sa dalawa, walang tama, walang mali. You can actually do what you love and you can also love what you do. But the bottom line is the principle beneath it. The central principle. Yung central principle na yan is, I learned this from a good friend. His name is Dodong Kakanando. And I've been talking about him in my talks, I think in this podcast. Si Dodong, no, shinare niya yung pagiging entrepreneur. Yung entrepreneurship, nagbigay siya ng ibang angle. Yung angle na yan coming from the Latin word entreprendere. Entreprendere. Meaning, to cultivate yung concept na yan, parang stewardship eh. Pero yung sinabi niya doon, no, to take care of. Wow. To take care of. Yun daw yung entrepreneurship. To take care of. So kung gano'n ang definition natin ng entrepreneurship, kumbaga lahat tayo, we have something to take care of and we can take care of anything that we have. To take care of what? To take care of what you already have. To take care of what you already have. Now I learned this from another friend. His name is Dr. Alvin Ang. He's an economist professor at Ateneo in grad school. And I just messaged him the other day. Sabi ko, Doc Alvin, sino president mo? Nag-fish ako. Sabi niya, alam mo, hindi ako boboto eh. Kasi nasa US ako niyan. Oh, sabi ko, baka naman magstay ka na sa US for ano ha? Na permanently. Sabi niya, hindi, babalik ako. But you know, kahit hindi ako boboto, I gave advice to two candidates. And I got his from him. Sabi niya, alam mo ba ang number one resource? Ito yung mahulaan. Number one resource na ini-export ng Pilipinas. Except people, ha, OFW. Alam natin lahat yan. Ano yung number one product na ini-export ng Pilipinas? Kailangan nyo malaman to. At hindi nyo mahuhulaan to. At least ngayon, alam nyo na kung ano.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ano tayo? 7,000 plus islands. What do we export? Food. Fish, syempre, di ba? Fruits. May nagsabi, coconut, banana. Ito yung number one export ng Pilipinas. Electronics. Imaginin mo. Electronics. Electronics. Not food. We are importing food. We are even importing fish because we didn't take care. We don't take care of what we already have, the natural resources of the Philippines na sayang. Kaya madami yung mga farms nila, mga nasa provinces, they don't want to cultivate it. They don't want to take care of what they already have. Ending up, they go to Manila thinking that there are a lot of opportunities here. So what happens? They leave their lands uncultivated, namamatay na, nasasayang lang, tapos papasok sila dito construction worker or boy. Diba? Dahil hindi natin nakikita yung blessings kung ano yung meron tayo. Young people, you look at what everybody else has, but not looking at what you already have. If you have that work, take care of it. Love your work. Count the blessings. Give it your best. Your abilities will grow. And if you outgrow your work, then maybe pray about it. Maybe it's time for you to move to another work. Pero yung minahal mo yung work mo, yun lang yung way for you to outwork your work eh. Outgrow rather. Pero kapag hindi nagbago yung attitude natin, hindi natin ma-outgrow yung work. I keep on saying this as my personal testimony. I do not believe in just following your passion. But you need to follow your passion kasi hindi naman yan exclusive eh. Kailangan maging purposefully passionate tayo. Diba? Pero yung passion natin, pag pinapursue natin yan, tsaka yung purpose, hindi siya magiging possible kapag hindi natin finalo yung hard work natin. We follow our hard work first. So ano yung nandyan? Ano yung presented sa'yo? Wala kang FOMO, fear of missing out. Wala yung envy. Sabi ng Bible, envy rots the bones. Kailangan ang meron tayo, yung stewardship na pag ano yung nasa harap natin, binibigay natin yung best natin. Right? Binibigay natin yung best natin. So, do what you love and love what you do. Both works as long as you take care of what is in your hands. And from there, grow it, little by little. It applies in everything. It applies in everything. It applies in success. You see successful people? Here's the key. They became successful over time. You see people who are good in what they do, their craft, sales, they became successful over time. Right? Some people ask me, when you speak, do you still do this? Do you prepare? Well, sometimes I don't because there are so many. May mga instances na nagsabay-sabay yung schedule mo. How are you able to do that? Well, I'm able to do it because I've been doing this for a long time. I have been doing this over time. I can't, but now it's faster for me. But I hated speaking. That's my testimony. But every time I'm given an opportunity to speak, I give it my best because I want to give the best to people. So I followed my hard work. And from there, passion followed, purpose followed, opportunities followed. And now I love what I'm doing because you love things that you are good at. Imagine, you're playing basketball. You're not good at basketball. Then you won't love doing basketball. You just love to watch it. But if you're good in basketball, then you fall in love with it. You play your heart out. And when people cheer your name, well, you did it over time. Take care of what you have. Love your work. Do what you love. Love what you do. But no matter what, either or, you take care of what you already have. That's loving your work for you. You see, this is something close to my heart. Yung mga ibang nakikinig dito, no, this is a gentle rebuke to you. An admonition, a reprimand na kailangan bigay niyo yung best niyo. Huwag tayo magkaroon ng entitlement mentality na kesyo magaling ka dun sa lumang company mo dito. Ito yung ginagawa namin before. Or I saw this in one article. Parang nagalit siya. Kasi right now, no, ito, sabi niya, hindi lahat ng mga taga-Ateneo mayayaman. Ako, naghirap ako, pinaghirapan ko yung my studies there. My family had to sacrifice a lot for me to get to school, to graduate. Kasi dumating yung season na pag nasa top 3 schools daw, I have a cousin who works for IBM at that time. Sabi niya, alam mo, nahirapan ako ngayon eh. Kasi pag top 3 schools, when I do an interview, parang sa interview ang gusto nilang gawin. Hindi sila nag-inquire dun sa trabaho, parang gusto nilang gawin, kunin nila yung trabaho ko eh. Tapos inanong ko siya, eh di ba galing ka dito sa isa sa mga top 3 schools? Sabi niya, oo. Ganyan talaga kami eh. Yung mga bata lalo na. Kaya ako, I have to change my attitude and perspective. Another one from accounting in PNG. One of the bosses there who's a good friend, he also told me the same thing, this phenomena. And he also comes from top 3 schools. And he said, alam mo, minsan pag nasa bottom rung yung mga schools, minsan di ko na tinitingnan eh. Kasi minsan yung mga schools na the more unpopular ones, sila yung mga hungry eh. Diba? But I know, hindi naman yan in general na porket nasa top schools ka, you have that mindset or you have entitlement. No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, if you come from the top 3 schools and you have this hunger and you have this love for work, you have this appreciation of what you already have, then now it makes you unstoppable. Diba? Loving work. Love your work. One of my life verses is Colossians 3:23. Whenever I would sign books, pag determined na yan, yun lagi yung sinusuot ko. Yun yung lagi kong sinusulat. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if working for the Lord and not for men. We have an audience of one. You cannot please everyone, but you can please one person and one person only, God. And when you please God, you look to Him, Lord, I know that you will bless this. I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know what, but I'll give it my best because I know I'm doing this for you. And I'm also doing this for people. And you will see the breakthrough come. And sometimes even if you're not looking for any breakthrough, breakthroughs just follow you. Love your work. This is Unboxing Loving Your Work. And I'm Jason Law. Hey, please, if you have any reaction to this episode, write me in my email, jason@jasonlaw.com. And please follow me here on Spotify. Ayan, kahit isang platform na lang Spotify to help with the algorithms, this will go a long way. And also, follow me on 2 platforms, Instagram and TikTok. Ayan. Para feeling bata pa. I have around 250,000 followers on Facebook, so I think that's okay. But now I want to build my Instagram and my TikTok to reach out to the younger audience and to other audiences to hopefully inspire and add value to you and add value to my followers. I'm sharing this because I hate social media. Sobrang taman sa social media. Yung generation kasi namin eh. I'm 32. Nahirapan ako sa ganun. Yun yung next episode natin na Unboxing Honesty next episode. But you see, I don't post what I eat. I don't post what I wear. I don't like doing it eh. I'm a private person. But I'm doing it because I need to do it because I know that it will make an impact to more people like a hook. So that once you draw them, ito pala yung sinishare niya. Pinakita lang niya to para maging interested ako, pero okay. Oo nga, no? May value pala to. Oo nga, no? It can add more to me. And hopefully, that is my goal. So please, that's a favor I want to ask you. And I believe that if you spread the word, let's spread it together, it will go a long way and it can help people, especially those who would need to hear messages like this. So that is Unboxing Work. Unboxing Loving Work. Take care of what you already have. And guys, I want to take care of you guys because you are my listeners. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. Thank you so much. This is Jason Law again. And you are tuning in and listening to The Unique Life where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. Baka nagtataka pala kayo bakit loving work? Kasi it's still the love month. Hindi ko nasabi to, no? Sa dulo ko pa nasabi, February. So tapos na tayo sa love life. Ito naman, loving work. God bless you.
Hey, check out passionfruitph.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.